Hello.
This is the Pegasus Pageant Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I'm Claire.
I'm Katie.
And we're back on this Monday morning.
Beautiful day outside.
It is a beautiful day outside.
It's still kind of warm out. It's kind of
Not freezing, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, which is nice. I'm ready for it to get a little colder, though.
Really?
I don't know. It's getting to the point now. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away, approximately.
Two and a half. Let me check my GCal here and fact check Katie on that one.
GCal? What's a GCal?
My Google Calendar. Shout out
it's
to Google.
It's 2.5 weeks away. It's Thursday. Today's Monday.
It totally is. I'm going home 2 weeks from tomorrow. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's exciting, though. But then, honestly, they skip over Thanksgiving and all the stuff. I was out on Newberry Street yesterday, and it's like Christmas is already here. Like, not in full-fledged, but, like, stores have Christmas
trees. Thanksgiving isn't really, I guess, a decoratable holiday.
It's not, it's not commercialized as much.
Yes. Which I think is a good thing, because the whole point is you're supposed to be giving thanks and not, going out and shopping. Also, they make more money off of Christmas, so they're gonna hype up the Christmas. Yeah, are you going home for Thanksgiving, Katie?
I am going home for
Thanksgiving. That's exciting.
I'm very excited. It'll be good to see family and have all that.
Ignore my hacking in the background.
Yeah.
I'm slightly ill. Yes, Thanksgiving.
But today we have two chunks of music we will be presenting.
Yeah, I'm going first, I guess, because I'm in control
first
today. So, to do a quick recap of the only song we've listened to so far, that was On the Lips by Frankie Kosmos.
Very nice.
And fun fact, she's going to be playing at the Middle East Culture Club on Saturday, and I am going to this performance. I'm really excited, so I had to play some of her music. It's very like fun and pop-ish, but
yeah, it's very like light.
Yeah, it is very light, but cute, and I dig it.
Awesome.
So I just had to give her a shout out.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some.
I got some more, so. And then it'll be Katie's turn, and I guess I can let her introduce whatever she's going to give you today. But for now, we'll continue with mine.
Sitting in the backseat on a Saturday night. Just racing past me, spitting at your light. I wish that you would ask me if I'm feeling alright. The shadows you were casting nearly swallowed the
midway between the end and the start.
Yeah. People turn the TV on, it looks try. We can only hang on for so long, but we won't rise. Someone's always somewhere in the middle, and I know why. You can never tell me forever. Look away when you see me reaching out for higher.
I moved on, I passed a billboard down the block. It asked if I had a Face is a gin ugly word. Something so beautiful.
And we are back.
We are back with a PSA about the Museum of Science. So,
woo! Katie loves the Museum of Science. That's why she picked this one.
So there's a new exhibit. The Museum of Science is going to be presenting Da Vinci, the genius. And while Leonardo da Vinci is best known as an artist, his work as a scientist, as an inventor, make him a true Renaissance man, as well as one of the most amazing human beings to have ever lived.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
At the Museum of Science in Boston, you can explore the legacy of Leonardo da Vinci in the most comprehensive exhibition on the Renaissance masters tour the world. Working from Leonardo's codices, Italian artisans have faithfully crafted interactive and life-size versions of his machine inventions, including the first concepts of a car, bicycle, helicopter, parachute, a scuba, a forerunner to the modern military tank, and even an ideal city. You can high-definition recreation of The Last Supper and gain access to the exclusive secrets of Mona Lisa. For more information about the Da Vinci the Genius exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org, that's mos.org, or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO, Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Well, Katie's already planning our trip.
Yeah, we're going.
Because she...
I love Da Vinci.
...loves the Museum of Science.
Yeah. So, you know.
Thank you for sharing that with
That's
us.
Cool. Yeah, everybody should go check out the Museum of Science. They have very, very
yeah, I haven't been there since my freshman year.
Yeah, I went to the Pixar one last year, and it's...
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, did you hear about their, like, the internet is going wild over Pixar's new, like, short animated short? I haven't actually seen it.
No,
apparently, it's called... Let me see. I found it somewhere. It's called Piper. It was like released at the same time as Finding Dory, so you might have seen it if you saw Finding Dory in
with
theaters.
The birds.
Yeah, with birds and maybe a snail or yeah. Was
it
good?
Or is that just a clip?
No, it's like a short film. That's the whole thing, I think. I haven't seen it.
It was
I know their shorts are so cute.
Wait, why is everybody going crazy?
I don't know. Apparently, it was just really great. Yeah, I don't know why it would just blow up now. Apparently,
it's really cute.
It said, you can confirm, it says, it's about a cute baby sandpiper bird trying to become self-efficient.
Yeah.
Maybe they meant self-sufficient.
Yeah,
fighting against
it.
The waves of the sea in a quest to find food.
And it's just really cute. He kind of, like, figures out how to be self-sufficient in a creative way, and it's, like, it's
oh, that's adorable.
It's really cute, yeah.
I saw one a couple years ago that was, it was like a little kid, and he really liked superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wanted to do was play with his superheroes, but his dad was religious, and kept on making him pray, and he didn't want to pray because he just wanted to play with his superheroes, and it made his dad really sad because his dad wanted him to like share in their religious and cultural background, but then at the end of the day he realizes that like the gods of his religion, he like starts to think of them as superheroes and he gets really interested in them, so he like bridges the gap between his love of superheroes and his dad's love of religion, and it was like the cutest thing I've ever seen. I would recommend that one too, because I don't remember what it was called.
There's another one, I think it was like a competition that Disney had, and this short one, and it was like this little kid was playing video games, and then he like was always on his video games, and then the mom comes home with a box and it's a puppy. It's like this like relationship, and I like won't spoil it, but it's like the puppy wants to play and he doesn't want to play. And
why would you not want to play with a puppy? What
well,
child doesn't want
to
play with a puppy?
Out.
Okay, well, do you know what it's
it.
Called? Okay, well, I think that everybody should try and watch all of the Pixar shorts that we don't know the names of, because they're all really good. Yeah, they're doing some cute things. I think Katie might be looking that up. While she does that, I'm going to give you a song recap. That was my portion of the show, so we're going to segue into Katie's music next. But after...
The present.
The present, and the puppy is the present.
Yeah, it's the present.
Okay, I'll try and look up the other one. But after the first song, which was Frankie Cosmos, we had Midway by Bad Bad Hats, Digital Witness by St. Vincent, Midnight Movies by St. Motel, The Middle by Wet, which actually just came out, which is very exciting because I really like their music, and that's a new release, Bar Lights by Fun, which I was really into when I was like a junior in high school, which is 4 years ago now, I guess. Naive by the Kooks, and then Bournes with Past Lives. Shout out to Bournes, who came for Spring Fling last year, right?
Bournes,
yeah. Yeah, the music is really cool and catchy and fun. So that's my vibe today was sort of like light pop, groovy sort of stuff. And is Katie ready? She's going to take us in a little bit of a different direction. Katie's computer is not plugged in to anything that can make music. So we're going to rectify that situation right now. And now we're ready. So let's see what she's got for us.
Your calls were rain, I bought your pain, but you're the only one that could save me. Oh, save me. Please save me. Your calls were rain. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. At times I wonder why I fool with you, but this is new to me. This is new to you. Initially I didn't wanna fall, but you gathered my attention. It was all for you. So don't take advantage. Don't leave my heart damaged. I understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it. Oh, so won't you send me your location? Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Your location, let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. I don't wanna fall in love off of some tweet, so let's get personal. I got a lot of cool spots that we can go. Tell me what's the move and I got you. I'm only acting like this cause I like you. Just give me the vibe to slide in. Oh, I might make you mine by the night then. Ship me your location. Let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. Send me your location. Let's ride the vibrations. I don't need nothing else but you. Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you.
I don't need nothing else but you.
Ride, 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 come and vibe with me tonight. I don't need nothing else but you. Nothing else but you. Oh,
don't. No, I don't need nothing else but you.
Pictures in my celly, well, kisses give her goosebumps. Well, that's cool, I used it to the brand.
Stop, baby, ain't mean to wake you. I can put you back to sleep if that's a consolation. And I'm tired of waiting, so no more disappointment. I'm not your regular joke, I'll be your
coffee in the morning.
Turns into gunplay, gunplay, turns into pillow talk, pillow talk.
says it. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye. Old souls have found a new religion. Now I'm swimming in that sin, that's baptism. Two lost angels discover salvation. Under vast pink skies, watching the sunrise. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye. Coffee in the morning. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye. Coffee in the morning. Old souls have found a new religion. Now I'm swimming in that sin, that's baptism. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye.
American. America. This is the new America. We are the new America.